combustion or burning, in which substances combine chemically with oxygen from the air and typically give out bright light, heat, and smoke. His house was destroyed by fire. Welcome to another episode of Fresh Pharaoh Entertainment. We're your host. I'm Horace DeFerro.
I'm Don the Ascended.
And Rod, all the smoke god, back at y'all with another banger for the people. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Elements 4-part special. We're on part 2. This is fire. You read the title, False Idols Ruin Egos.
What that mean?
Well, first, I was going to ask everybody, just take a second, let that simmer, right? False idols.
He said simmer. Yeah, I see what I did there.
I wasn't even trying. It just happened. I'm just like that.
Okay. We're coming in hot. Okay.
Marinate on that. Rotisserize on that.
Steam. Smoke it. Bake it.
Nah, fool. We spin around on that shtick around here.
Goddamn, yeah. Fry with fat back and mustard. I'm going to stop. I'm hungry.
When you're thinking about this analogy, this acronym for fire, it takes discernment and being able to recognize the, I don't want to, in this situation, I'm going to say mind control, for lack of a better word, but the mind control and programming that you are given through, from what you see in the world, these what I call false idols, right? False idols can be anything that you almost give a praise to, that you expect to hold up to a standard to almost live by, right? And the ego is, well, we got episodes on that, you feel me? But we went over the ego many times over. So if you haven't listened to that, make sure to check those out. But putting that understanding of what the ego is and how it operates in the same sphere as being a byproduct of how it, how your ego is grew as a byproduct, or how your false idols are able to ruin the ego and just create a more destructive ego than you may already have.
It distorts your reality, causes you to live by what's your unrealistic expectations of the world.
Couldn't have said it better right there. And I think a great example is the character that we call Will Smith, right? You know, I think that's not only is that the most recent example, but probably the most prolific as of now of a false idol that's running your egos. Because some of y'all mess around and get Chris rocked out your socks. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
man. Rock 'em, sock 'em.
You get smacked, you're gonna be saying sugar, honey, iced tea.
Hey, this from Madagascar.
You was crying not get that joke till I was like old as hell.
And so, what do I mean by that? As I said, if I said multiple times before, the ego is who you are today. Me is Horace the Pharaoh is not who I am. When you strip me of everything I have, the figure known as Horace the Pharaoh is just the name I give to this avatar. You see what I'm saying? The avatar being this human body, this flesh bag, right?
Right.
And when I step outside the house, I'm putting on the image either as Aaron or Horace the Pharaoh. It's not who you are once you're stripped of all existential layers you have attached to yourself. You know what I mean? So when I say an example, it's like Will Smith. We see Will Smith based upon what how he's been portrayed, after from being the rapper who never cussed, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Fresh Prince of Bel Air. That became your false idol. So when someone like that, quote unquote, gets out of character, you're confused. You see what I'm saying? Because of how we put him in this box, instead of realizing that Will Smith is the character, right? Will Smith is the character. Every time he walked outside, he was Will Smith, but back home, he was not Will Smith. So when you put your discernment into wanting to see an individual in that light, and he when he breaks character or takes off that mask, you're left confused, right?
Wow, couldn't have said it better myself. That's, I mean, that's honestly why I felt like it was such a big deal. Everyone was like, wow, Will Smith, of all man, people?
I'm saying, that did not fit his character at all. I was like, word? And this is not a movie? This is real?
Right, this is life.
Which begs the question, like, how did that... See, then that's when I say it ruins your ego, because you're now... Some people have lived by that mantra. So, you know what I'm saying? To that, not physically or like to the T, but you see what I'm saying? Like that image, it's impressionable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when you see it break character, you breaking character because you based yourself upon a false idol, this fabrication of a character, right?
That's kind of what you do to all people, ain't it? Like your brain has like an image or at least a reference of what it thinks whenever it hears any word, and then it goes back to that image. Anytime it outfits the character, it throws you off a little bit.
Right, that's true. But in this sense, I think we're going to focus on that actually a lot more. But I was saying, just for like the sake of being able to grasp the concept of like mm-hmm. false idols, right? Because no. The false idols isn't just a person. It can be anything from a government to a corporation to an individual,
yeah,
an object. Those are all false idols, right? Based upon how you do things and how you interpret them.
Mm-hmm.
How you let them affect you. It's kind of like that, almost like that God complex in a sense. Like, you giving it too much power. It's like seeing Thor. It's like when Thor loses his hammer. You're like, well, who is he?
Yes. I mean, expectations are a really hard part of life. You have to come to realize that it's like, even what the people closest to you expect of you affects how you act. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever notice how you act differently around certain people depending on what you think they expect you to act like?
Yes. It's literally a malaria social tool, god dang.
Right? And see, not understand that it's just a face you put it on, and that's... It's for you to be able to survive in all those different circumstances. Nothing about it is authentic, original, right? It's why I tell people, every moment you step outside your house, you're not being. I said, and you're trying to put on this, even from the clothes you wear, the image you try to get off, is part of yourself. But being able to realize that and not... There's a difference between realizing that, yo, I'm putting on this outfit, but this isn't me 24/7. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You're only true you, like, the moment you're by yourself, you wake up, and the moment you go to sleep. As soon as that's when you start shuffling through your disguises, god dang.
Exactly. You're shuffling through these disguises, these fakes.
Did y'all ever play... my bad, I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you about to say?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, y'all, did y'all play Telltale Batman, or was that just me?
I played a couple episodes.
Yeah, it was, I don't know if you got to the final chapter of, was it the first one or the second one? It was the first one, yeah. After he had finally beat the bad guy and all that stuff, he was like, you have two options. Either you can go to the meeting as Bruce Wayne and like take from that angle, or you could, what's it called, go to the meeting as Batman and approach the crowd. And they were like, Alfred went along and said, oh, well, this time we might actually figure out who's the mask, Batman or Bruce Wayne? Like,
no, exactly. And see, people don't actually. That's probably one of the best analogies too. Another one besides the Will Smith, what the character of Batman represents besides that whole dark side aspect is the mask aspect, his ego. At what point does Bruce Wayne become Batman and Batman become Bruce Wayne? Right? You would think. At some point, you begin to detach the character known as Bruce Wayne away from Batman, because it's like he's almost deleting the mask of Bruce Wayne and becoming strictly Batman, because you see him more as Batman, but Bruce Wayne becomes more of like a sidekick. Batman, every time you see him as Bruce Wayne, it feels almost unrecognizable.
Right.
Right? Think of the most recent Batman movie. Every time you see him as Bruce Wayne, you want to see him as Batman, because you're tired of seeing him look depressed.
Oh, God.
Yes, bro.
But we just looking Sad.
Man, it's disgusting.
And when you think about it on this, on the physical level, you have to be able to realize, for example, even me speaking to you all or to the viewers right now, the persona that I'm giving the avatar in this moment is Horus the Pharaoh. It doesn't mean that 24/7 I'm talking like this, because I'm not doing that. You know? It's not going to happen. But for you to have that that unrealistic expectation of me, you're creating a false idol that's only going to hurt you long over in the future, right? A great example is like people, it's like whenever you see someone who stands for this, do the exact opposite. I'm trying to think of it. You see celebrities do it all the time, which is why they're probably the greatest sources of false idols.
I mean, everybody does it.
But everyone does it. Let me just say the celebrities are just on a bigger scale, so theirs are more exploited.
I mean, everybody want to be seen as this grand figure, this better than everybody else type person. I mean, that's the whole purpose of social media.
It's like catching a vegan eating some meat. Like a person who got a whole vegan page who only talks about being vegan 24/7, how it's the best thing for you.
Going crazy on some ribs.
Then you catch them up with a lacking. That man in the slaughterhouse eating it. Whole baby bag of rib plate. He in the, what's the dude's name?
Salt Bay.
Yep, Salt Bay. You knew
I
was good.
I'm already knew it. I'm right here, bro. I knew he was going to leave.
You see him getting the meat fed to him by Salt Bay. You like, hold on, G. I thought you were just talking all that grass talk.
Like, but that's my fitness instructor in there. Wait a minute.
All right. And see that false ego. Now you sitting in that. The whole idea is when you base yourself off of that and that whole image is now destroyed, what are you left with? Now you're left with an empty shell that doesn't even know itself. Right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Be throwing off everything. But I mean, man, that's just indoctrination as a whole. Like we've been programmed to believe that certain aspects of life that we experience are better than others. And that leads us to attribute that seeing those aspects in certain people to those individuals being, you know, better or the best or, you know, something to look up to. It's like all the shit that we've been looking for in outside people been already within you the whole time, but you so busy focused on the outside you didn't realize it.
And you so busy on who fucking who, you ain't focused on who fucking you.
Okay.
Saying like you could worry about like who these celebrities working around messing around with, you not realize how you out here getting folded because you trying to idolize something that you just aren't. It's not to say you can't or you can't attribute that, but you are not that. It's like when Pooh Shiesty came out and everybody named Mama walking around with a Pooh Shiesty mask.
It was Big Burr all year.
All year, see. That's why I got the prize mask. Had to throw it back. But everybody has now idolized that. Now that he in jail, where they go? They hiding. And he's saying, now they all gremlins.
Oh, he got him with that one. I like that.
Now they all gremlins. They hiding, but nah, it was like now they all ran to the next thing to put an image on it. So now they want to be Kodak, right? Now they all super gremlins.
That's why I don't follow trends, bro. Cause that's all that shit is at the end of the day, bro. All that shit is somebody who looked at something and was like, oh, that's cool. That's what's it right now. Everyone else, let's make that cool.
Yes,
the only way something is cool is if a lot of people believe it is. If everyone stops believing something is cool, guess what? It stops being cool. That's the whole reasoning behind relevance in and of itself. So it's like, if you just realize don't none of this shit matter, then what the fuck is the purpose of even looking at this as if it's something larger than life? Like celebrities really just people. At the end of the day,
mm-hmm. that have had some success at whatever they do, which why they are held to an importance. So as soon as they hop on the trend, they're like, oh, this is cool because he thinks it's cool. Let's push it.
Like, you ever think about the fact that your favorite celebrity still got to take a shit today, like you? Like, that's crazy.
It's not to sound like morbid, you know what I'm saying? But it's just to understand that, like, people think they celebrities, they idols, don't wake up and piss in the morning.
Like, they piss goddamn juice and fucking honey. Like, it's not, nah, nigga, it's still.
Shit, versus understanding that my fault, had lost train of thought for a second.
Well, I thought you broke up. I like
that. Right? Is that like you're born to a culture that's already like mentally stunted? And so instead of trying to establish an identity of self, the only way to find self is through other people. Yeah. And when your conscience is trying to tell you that it's something beyond that, the ego is what's sitting there telling you, like, hey, big dog, don't do that. What you doing right there?
Right. That ain't you. You don't do that.
And it's funny because at this point, it's like everything is full blast right now, especially with the you know, because everything on the media is just a slave to the media itself. The media is just part of the big ultimate corporation as well, feeding you this stuff to make you part of the trends, to keep you a slave to the trends, a slave to the information, right? Let's not make you think for yourself. Let's make you a slave. The media in itself is a false idol because it wants you to be a slave to it itself.
Right.
You the information to keep you coming back to it, whether it's feeding you fear. Well, I would say it's only feeding you fear. It ain't feeding you truth.
Everything is working out of survival mode.
You got broke niggas faking the rich nigga behavior, right?
that hood rich syndrome. God dang.
Now you pressed. Because your check just bounced. What B.O.B. say? He said, ain't nobody called what, fresh to death? Or just the saying in general, fresh to death?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to express yourself to what? To attain this fabrication for yourself? That has
to look like some you not, only to end up not being able to feed yourself.
Huh. Right. You can let your wife catch his breath, but instead you're going to stun in your ex. Where y'all get that bag? Where did I get? That was catchy. I like that bar.
And now you at this point, you essentially just a clone of a clone of a clone. Nothing original. You just a carbon copy out here. You see what I'm saying? A carbon hybrid copy out here. Nothing about you is unique. You just a slave to the system. Now you just became your own. Now you just became your own enemy, a bigger enemy than you were last time. First you were the mini boss. Now you the final boss. Because if everyone is the same, anything not in that spirit of you is a threat, or you can't understand what it is. Right.
Right.
It's obscene to you. It seems out of balance.
The same text they test on monkeys, bro. What's that test called? I want to call the boxing crate. Y'all heard the boxing crate experiment?
Nah.
Okay. So they got, I'm going to say, let's say 10 monkeys, right? It's one of them tests about like persuasion and passing on like information to the group, right? So it's clearly a box and a ladder to get out the cage, right? But every time a monkey tried to get out the cage, they knocked them down and they sprayed all the monkeys with water, right? So they did that about a couple times, and by the time it was done, every time a monkey tried to get out the cage, the other monkeys would beat him up, like physically beat him up because they didn't want to get soaked again, right? So this time, they take one monkey out the cage and put a new monkey in that has another effect. So when he tried to get out the cage, they beat his ass. And they keep on going and going and going until eventually it's all new monkeys. But the thing is, though, by that point, they stopped wetting the monkeys. Now they're just beating each other's ass just because they tried to get out the cage without asking why.
Yeah, I read that experiment. It's pretty much the the way you can condition people to believe something that is not really even affecting them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like how things become ingrained in a society to the point where future generations don't even know that they're abiding by the rules somebody 100 years ago made, you know?
I mean, but that is what our society is but a result of.
Exactly.
Everything from what we said. Look at who they got you idolizing, random white men in book. You're talking about, so who is John Locke? You need to know who this is.
He's the father. He's the discoverer. He's the super. He's the hero of the... all these titles.
Right, but don't question why you need to know him or why it's important. Ain't nobody on the street asked me, hey, bro, you know who John Locke is?
Thomas Hobbes and them. You know about them?
Bro, they know your ass know Hamilton, though. And so you become merely a byproduct of the system by trying to become one with the system. This also even ties back to you, we being our own enemies, really, because your false idols have now fallen. Where does that leave you? Now the only person you have left with is the discernment against yourself, but you've never even taken the time to realize who you are outside of this game. A great example is like, okay, when you play a game where you create a character and you see one dude who like high level, got all the fi gear, and you like, yo, I want to be like that guy.
Hey, bro, what missions you play? Where you get that from?
Right? Then that dude stopped playing. And now you like, dog. No, me and Donovan had this experience one time. Remember now, we used to play Warframe. We played this game called Warframe.
Oh, yeah.
And there was this one dude who was like part of our clan who was like the... he was like the godfather of the game. Yeah, he had everything.
Oh, wait. I know exactly what you're talking about. I forgot that dude's name.
He was like...
right. He was far. Like, he ran everything in our clan. He built all the far stuff.
Dark? And,
nah, not him. But one day, the dude pretty much was like, yeah, I've done everything I can. I'm going to just delete it. And upon deleting the game, you slowly saw like the clan trickle down because everyone only strives to be him. And upon seeing he left, it made everybody else feel like there was nothing else to strive for in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
The game felt dull, even for me and Don. Not just because he left, but it was a factor. Like, then the next update came, we just thought it was terrible, yeah, because no one was there to tell you, oh no, this is great. You can do X, Y, and Z now. Or you can do this. You didn't have an idol telling you to do anything. And when you see the idol is now, it's no longer an idol, what are you left with?
Facts.
Not to actually cultivate that interest. Like you said, you're kind of like feeding. But once like the source is gone, and you want to figure out how you got. I don't know where to go from now. Like, I got. Point A to point B by ourselves. Y'all know I can turn for yourselves. Oh, was it sucky or am I like, is there more to this game now?
Yeah, we have to revisit it after a while. I think, didn't we see, like, meet the dude again when we were higher level?
We came back like a year or two later and we seen the dude pop back in the game. We was like, yo, this dude came back. Then we deleted the game, so it didn't really matter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That game just keep up with.
But essentially, this is the analogy of fire. It's more so just like the discernment to understanding that really you are your own false idol. Even you are your own false idol, trying to live up to the expectations that other people have given you yourself. You know what I'm saying? Instead of really sitting down and understanding what it is that you are, what it is that you want. You can take that socially, spiritually, however method you need to take it in. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, nothing that happens on this plane truly matters. And a lot of people still really get upset when I tell them that and don't seem to understand that. I'd be like, man, if you were to die right now, which what about this would matter?
Not goddamn.
The exam don't matter. That check don't matter. Your boss don't matter. Coworker don't matter. The lady that pissed you off at the lot don't matter. None of it.
I said you were simple. I said you gone. I said yo and yo, those attachments to such things and trying to be this kind of person will bring you right back here. Unless you know, unless you're supposed to come back here. But still, the point of the matter is just part of that. Which of course some people do have, you know, and they try. This is just one of their many lives. They have to go through certain things, which is fine. But for those that are trying to leave it and can't seem to understand that you are the only person that can help you get out here, and you're trying to follow, it's like no one's path is the same, which is why I tell people there is no real guide to meditation, because how you meditate is how you meditate, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you meditate to is how you meditate to. You don't have to sit in that little, what's the little lotus flower position? That's all relative to whoever it needs to be for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so, let's say someone's like, I only meditate in this position. Then someone came out, say the person that taught you was like, actually, this position doesn't work. You got to find something else. Now you're looking crazy because you've been doing that for 16 years.
But if it's been working, it's like, did it really matter then?
True, you can say if it's working, but what if it's just an obscene change in how things are done?
Hmm.
Right?
I feel like that plays into the power of the mind, too.
It's like if the monk who was so mentally stable eventually just lost his mind. That's your idol, right? Because he's the one who taught you.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what do you do now? Do you continue doing the same practices he told you since he lost his mind eventually? Or do you take it upon yourself and do what helps you stay the most clear in all situations 24/7?
Hey, this ties into like the power of the mind from the last episode. Like, if you believe it's working and you're seeing the benefits, then I feel like, because your brain has stuck on the fact that you think this is working, just from you thinking it's working, it has some of the positive effects on you. So I feel like, well, positive and negative, depending on how you're looking at it. But
then let's relate that to the false idols ruining your ego there. Say it is, like I said, it is placebo effect and you are making it work. But if it's based upon a specific thing or person or event or how certain things operate, and that same thing you've been creating this false idol of changes in action and strays away from how you operated with it, what then happens to you?
Fuck him. Yeah. He don't believe it.
Right? Now you found a flaw in your reality. Well, you really couldn't even call it a flaw in your reality. It's more like a flaw in
your thinking?
Yeah, a flaw in your thinking. Because now you can't function. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, it does dive exactly back in the placebo effect, because like you said, when people base themselves off of it, it's like certain people, when they hear certain type of stuff or see people do certain types of things, like, yo, I can only attain X, Y, and Z if I do that exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? A great example of it is like people that grow up in like real poor conditions, you know, like how the little black stigma is,
mm-hmm.
rapper go to the league.
Yeah, I got you.
And instead of deciding there has to be a whole nother way, that all their idols have been doing that exact thing. But what do you do when them idols switch over? You know what I'm saying? The same idols who was at one point telling you to slaying rocks for the crack and stay in a trap. It's now stock investors, you know what I'm saying?
Or vice versa. They were stock investors, now they slaying dope.
Right? Where does that leave someone that idolized that? Not saying you can't follow in that footstep, but maybe you not might be in a position to even obtain that, yet you follow your whole model off of that.
Then it's something that balance that goes against your own morals.
Exactly, precisely. Don't get Chris rocked out the socks.
Yes.
But on that note, we should get ready to close this episode out. Remember, this is part 2 of the 4-part element special. Next thing we will cover will be Earth. But make sure y'all stay in tune and tap in with that content for that episode. But on this note, we're going to go ahead and close up the episode. You boys know the drill.
Yes, sir. All from the All the Smoke God. Remember, don't get Chris rocked out your socks. Facts. From men to kings.
And from kings to gods.
This has been Fresh Girl Entertainment. Peace, family.
And we out.